But we got a chance to talk to Eric Wright, man, four-time Super Bowl champ, about these 49ers and about an event he's doing Saturday in Fremont at the Mission Peak Sportsplex. Just good to check in with number 21. E. Wright, welcome back to Murph and Mac on the UMA guest line. How you doing, Eric?
What's going on, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're good, man. We're good. It's always good to check in with you, man. How about these Niners? That defense, dude. I know you were at a proud defense in 84 and other years like that, 81, but I bet you're sitting up and taking notice, huh?
Hey, defense win championships. That's how we're from a defensive standpoint. Back in the 80s, that's how we always was built, especially the last month. That's when you really got to come together as a group. And these guys been playing. They had 1.5 or 2 games that they didn't play well. But at the big moment, they always come up with a play.
They do. And you know, it's funny. You know, you played corner, obviously. I'm wondering about Mooney Ward. This guy, Charvarius Ward, he goes by Mooney. The Niners signed him in the offseason. I confess now, Eric, I didn't follow Chiefs game film, so I didn't know what they were getting. I just read this guy has turned into the number one corner on the squad. I don't know if you watched him play, what you see in terms of his leadership and his cover ability.
Well, they signed him as being one of the anchor guys back there, and he's played really well this season. Now, we were always saying, like, Fred Dean, Dwayne Board, Michael Carter, and those guys get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. If you got some pressure in the quarterback face, that gives the defensive back time to make up space and errors and whatever. But the guy has really played well this year. The teller game to me by being a former DB is you got the Dolphins coming in, mm-hmm. the Dolphins head coach, former the 49ers offensive coordinator.
Right.
So they're very similar, but this guy Tua, you got to keep him in contain. You got to hit him. You got to get him on his back. And the defensive backs, this is one of their real tests for the year of a passing mobile quarterback. And guess what? They got some speed cars on the edge over there. So it's going to be a good game.
Hey, sounds familiar, Eric, because you're doing this event Saturday called the Fan Zone Meet the Legends at the Mission Peak Sportsplex. And you and JT, John Taylor, are going to hook up with your old rivals, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper.
Hey, man.
84 Super Bowl 19 remake.
You know how rematch. That played out, yeah.
But that's the same kind of thing. They came in with the same sort of hype.
A lot of hype.
That, I mean, even more so, obviously, Marino and the Mark Duper and Mark
How are you going to stop the high-flying Dolphins?
Yeah. How did you do it? How did you – these guys were great receivers.
Hey, you got to have D-line pressure. Mm-hmm. You got to have – and Marino had a real quick release, powerful arm.
Yeah.
We had pass rush. Pass rush is the number one defensive point. If you keep the quarterback and hit him every time he goes back there, he don't have enough time to concentrate and just pick apart your defense. But you still got to cover. Yeah. So the one thing these guys, they're playing a great year. You got the two head coaches. They're very similar. They do a lot of window dressing. They move guys around. They get a lot of guys involved. But defense is going to be the challenge for this week. And then we doing an event with Mark Clayton and Duper. You got – and JT, you got four old fat guys getting together telling jokes.
You ain't fat, buddy. You stayed trim. Well, I mean, those guys
can't be a fun. It's going to be a fun event over there.
Yeah, it is going to be a fun event. Saturday, December 3rd, entrance at 2:00 for the Legends level, 3:00 for all. It's going to go 3 to 10. There's going to be a DJ. It's going to be fun, man. Everybody go check it out. The Mission Peak Sportsplex.
Hey,
the Fan Zone Meet the Legends event.
Yeah. I got to do one more question. Eric Wright's our guest. One more, Eric, about the Super Bowl you played in against the Dolphins. You talked about like how to deal with Marino. You got to get him. You got to hit him, put him down. I want to know, because one of my favorite guys, Eric, is George Seifert, and I just love getting his name out there anytime we can. Tell me, what did George Seifert say to you guys before that game. Pretty daunting assignment. So what was George like? What were his instructions?
Well, George was a real quiet guy. X's, O's. He always made us make sure we concentrate on the detail part of the game. And George would always say, hey, man, just go in, play your best game. Don't give up. The key to it is don't give up the big, quick, cheap touchdowns, and make sure you make all your calls and your adjustments. And George just said, hey, man, go out there and relax. Now, the guy who used to always talk the smack and get us fired up was Ray Rose. He used to say, hey, man, Ray used to have some stories that used to get us fired up. I can't tell them on the radio,
nice.
But
yeah.
There were some real daunting stories, like go out and kick their ass. Don't give up the big touchdown.
Yeah.
And Ray was the guy who kept us loose. And since he was a former player, and he used to tell the stories, and he used to be very graphic about it, and that used to get us fired up and get us going in the game.
Yeah. Ray Bob, right?
That's it, Ray Bob.
Yeah. Oh man, he was a beauty, man. Then he went on to become the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I believe he did.
Ray Rose too. Yep. Yeah. Hey, while we have you, Eric, the 6th annual KMBR Holiday Sports Auction with the 49ers Foundation is on right now, and the 49ers Foundation, of course, educates and empowers Bay Area youth. Listen to some of this stuff, Eric, at 49ers.com/give. New Year's Day in Vegas, 2 tickets, Niners Raiders January 1 in Vegas, hotel stay, $1,000 flight credit, a Jimmy G jersey. How about Trent Williams autograph cleats? How about Bloomingdale's shopping experience with Aziz Alshire? How about that?
Oh man, that'll be good for the wife or the girlfriend.
Exactly. How about this one too? They do these mystery helmet face masks and practice footballs. Those are popular. People are buying these things.
Well, you know what? I saw on the feed, these guys are designing their own player shoes now, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, like their own models.
They're doing it for a cause, and they're doing it like you design your own, like Nikes and everything. And these guys are really, you know, hey, we used to design ours just with tapes and magic marker back in the day.
Right. You wrote, hey, Duper, I'm coming for you. That's what you wrote on yours.
Yeah, might as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, so listen, I want to make sure we get this out here again. Saturday in Fremont. Mission Peak Sportsplex. It'll be Eric Wright and John Taylor representing the Niners, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper representing the Dolphins. And as E. Wright says, he's nothing without pass rush. And I guess that leaves, Eric, as we sort of wrap up with you here, man, Nick Bosa, right?
Oh.
Remember there was some talk, like, coming out of Ohio State, well, he might be injury prone,
on. Guy's been great.
I mean, this guy now.
He could have played with you guys easily.
And he finished it off on Sunday, Eric.
Yeah.
He ended the game.
Easy. You know, the one thing about it is, if he can stay in there and play the snaps to give the pressure to the quarterback, that guy, just watching him, he's unbelievable. He's fast, he's explosive, and he's strong off the line of scrimmage. So you have to have something in your game plan to keep him in your eye. If not, he will wear the lineman down, and he'll get his sacks in, and he's a hell of a player. He's always playing hard, never stops, never gives up, and guess what? He gets sacks, that kid.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
He does. And you know what's funny, Eric, because you talked about Fred Dean and Dwayne Board and got Haley.
Yeah.
But there's depth, too, right? You guys, there were other guys, too, that we don't even mention, you know, Kevin Fagan, Pierce Holt.
I love Fagan.
But I mean, that's what the Niners have, whether it's Charles Omenihu or, I mean, guys you never even, you know, guys you're not even thinking about, Kevin Givens, you know, these are the guys who aren't as famous as Bosa.
Givens is an impact guy too.
They're making, getting pushed.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, yes. Those guys, hey, those guys are the setup guys. When they're doubling team Bosa, somebody's got to get free, and that's where those guys, you know, listen, I'm talking, they're garbage sacks, but garbage sacks counts.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Bosa said too. He got one where the guy, I forget which quarterback it was, kind of ran into him, and he was mic'd up on NFL films, and he was like, well, that wasn't very stylish, but I'll take it.
Well, hey, stylish numbers, make sure you go to the Pro Bowl and get those accolades. So, you know, stylish points are very good. You'll take them. But doing it in a style is overrated, but just get your sacks and get off the field on third down.
I love it, man. Who knew that the 49ers and Dolphins would have this sort of
hey
rematch rivalry? And by the way, one of our listeners wrote in and said he still remembers your pick of Dan Marino in the at the goal line.
I do, too.
In Super Bowl 19.
Hey, that was a broken heart play. I broke their heart, so.
Thank you.
40 years afterwards, so I'll still take it.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my, you know, I'll still take it.
Yes, you will. So go to eventbrite.com and check out the Fan Zone event. Eric Wright, John Taylor, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, Saturday in Fremont.
Awesome, Eric.
You're the man, E. Wright.
Great hearing you, man.
Hey, man, thank you, guys. I always listen to your show, guys, and I love you guys, and thank you very much.
Love you, Eric Wright.
Eric Wright, happy holidays. There he is, 21. That's
love
a player.
Love having Eric.
That's a player.
That's a player and a half right there. That's a champion is what that is. Murph, great on you, too. Great call by Brian Murphy. Shouting out. We got some old names in the mix. Awesome. Thanks for bringing up number 75, Kevin Fagan. What a baller he was. And you threw in the courtesy of Pierce Holt mentioned, too. I remember that was the first time free agency rattled my young head. I'm like, wait, Pierce Holt is leaving the Niners to go to Atlanta? Like, what, is he insane?
Yeah.
Like, he's going away with his colored visor and all that stuff? Remember he had the visor?
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember, I was like shocked when Pierce Holt left.
I think it was called Plan B.
Yeah, some weird thing. He got away. I'm
it was
like,
really
damn.
Annoying here. I'm looking at more of the.
It was annoying. It was
looking
annoying.
At the 84.
Yeah. Oh, that team was
sack
loaded.
Totals. The 84
loaded.
Sack totals. The leader was Dwayne freaking Board.
How many?
Oh, you know who I wanted to mention? Gary Big Hands Johnson.
Nice.
Ronnie likes him very much. And Manu Tuiasosopa and Michael Carter.
Wait. Go back. How many did?
I didn't mention Michael Carter.
Damn. He mentioned Michael Carter, though. He mentioned him.
Okay, good.
Yeah. How many sacks was the lead, team lead?
10.
10, see? Wow.
Bosa's already passed
Bosa's
that.
Bosa's streaking by that.
Of course, back then, probably they played a quaint 16 games.
I like the quaint 16. So, you know, we're going lavish now with the 17.
That holiday auction continues benefiting the 49ers Foundation. It finishes tonight at 7. This thing ends today. Today's
by the way,
D-Day.
I got to tell
you. You got to get in. Probably, I didn't even talk to you about the other event, the other
tell
items.
Me something. Give me something to chew 49ers. On here.
49ers.com/give.
I want those Taylor Swift tickets. I want the BY greeting. What else can I get?
Well, there's the wine and dine in the owner's hospitality suite against the Commanders.
What's the one where I'm going?
John York is going to give you 3 bottles of his private collection.
No, he's not,
yes,
is he?
Yes, yes, he is.
Can I get a Pinot Noir?
Sure.
Okay, can I, like, pick the...
How about a Jimmy G, as we mentioned, a Nick Bosa autographed jersey.
I autographed it for you.
But Juwan Jennings pants.
You know what?
You know,
why not?
Like those? David
give me Juwan Jennings pants.
David Letterman would like those.
How about if I came rolling into the studio in Juwan Jennings game pants, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might need to get involved. Just with the stripe on the side.
Steve Young autographed photo. Jimmy Ward autographed mini helmet. Navarro Bowman autographed football.
How about an autographed copy of the interview we did with Jimmy Ward?
Because
that was so damn good.
And more of these mystery helmet face masks and balls. They're very popular.
Well, it's a great cause, too.
Sideline anthem team, kickoff kid, presidential, Al Guido suite.
You know what I mean?
Training camp reporter for a day.
What was my shopping excursion with Aziz?
Yeah,
I'm in the store with Aziz. We're going to
Bloomingdale's. You can ask Aziz Alshire, Aziz, does this make my ass look fat?
I love that. I really do. How does this scarf look, Aziz? You know what I mean? Just modeling stuff for him?
So I didn't know you had such style. Anyway, there you go. Off you go into the 49ers. Foundation auction.
Hey, and the good
49ers.com/give.
I got to tell Murph this. I'm going to brighten his day. He doesn't even know this yet. The good people of the 49er Foundation, they're back in the building. They're taking your calls and your bids and all that. They were also nice enough today, Murph. So they came with Bob's yesterday. They go, today we're going to get a little healthier, but we're going to come in with the gourmet bagels. So they got the bagels out there for you.
Are those healthier?
Murph.
Well, yeah, because there's no the fat like content's triple, way
like
lower.
Look at Triple E through your window.
Well, I don't. He's trying to taunt me now with the he's doing his cream
cheese. Fat content's lower.
I see him over there. Yeah, no, it has to be saturated fat of a donut.
Fry versus boil.
Yeah, you can't compete with saturated fats now.
Okay,
you gotta right.
But don't sleep on the carb, the low key carb pack of a bagel.
See, but I need carbs though. Like I'm like a, I gotta have carbs.
Your and you're not getting all the sugar and deep friedness as you get with a donut, right, Paulie?
That's right.
Come to Marcus and Paulie for
your
health.
As the show nutritionist, I think that's exactly accurate. Yes, yes.
By the way, show dietitian. Waterboy, can I get a Fox News alert as we go into the top
or
six?
Or the bird call?
Yeah, here we go. Yep. Jeff Passan reports that the Aaron Judge has received a record-setting offer of 8 years and $300 million from the New York Yankees.
Can you give me the numbers one more time?
The neighborhood of 8 years and $300 million and could increase it depending on how far the Giants are willing to push. It's on, baby. So if you're Aaron Judge, dude, you are sitting in the Lazy Boy right now with a bowl of popcorn. Bonbons. And you're like, let's, okay. What do you got, Farhan?
Well,
what do you got, Greg Johnson?
I'll tell you what Farhan's got. Well, the Yankees make this big lavish offer. You know what the Giants are coming with? Not that at all. Sorry. Never mind. That's what we're coming with. Yeah. We got pepper shakings. Hopefully, I mean, you think they leapfrog that?
Or does he just walk across? Do you have Gabe
walk over to the checkbook?
Walk across the room? To
go get your checkbook.
Is he going to walk
It's over there. I got to walk all the way over there. Let me go grab it, Murph.
Is he going to show him the...
It's on the other... Here. I'll be right back.
It's Gabe walking to the checkbook.
He's getting
right
his
now.
Checkbook.
He's walking over. Yeah. He's walking over to the direct deposit.
That... I'll tell you the truth. That sneaky might be my favorite soundbite of the... We used to have a category.
Aaron Judge said, hey, Gabe, are you willing to walk across the room to meet me?
Yeah. He might have also said, prove your devotion. Prove your love. Would you be willing to walk across hot coals for my services?
Okay, so that's the Giants' answer. Walking across the room to meet the Yankee offer. All right, so anyway.
Might be my favorite soundbite of the year right there, the boots.
Might have its own category.
Well, we do sometimes permitting,
Gabe
schedule
AMSR
permitting.
Of the year. I think I just named it. I think it's his own category.
We've done... The travel soundbite to the year. Ooh, Murph is on fire today. I did imagine that. Maybe we could walk over and see if we can get this cleared with the Murph and Mac judge panel. Yeah, we'll take a walk. Shout out Walk This Way by Aerosmith.
I mean, I think it's those are borderline erotic boot steps, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, I think he thinks he's seducing women with those steps.
He's seducing me. He's working on me.
Or maybe seducing men.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At this point, anything goes. Yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, so here's what we did. We did Eric Wright.
It's orgasmic.
It was great to hear from him. Well, White Lotus. It was great to hear from him. And then what we'll do is do the cooler of or should we do top six in the cooler of
Ooh, I don't even know. Murph, you call. Okay, see?
Top six? Yeah, just keep the order going. Coming up, hey, we're going to talk to a Bay Area teenage skate legend.
Oh, I'm psyched about this.
Minna Stess at the 9 o'clock hour. And then we're going to get a Dolphins preview from Joe Rose, former Cal tight end, who's a great Miami radio guy.
I always like to ask these kids, like, who they – because I love skateboarding, Marcus, and surfing. I love that stuff. And I want to ask, like, who these kids today, like, looked up to – because I like the Dogtown Z-Boy guys.
They don't even know who those guys are.
Well, those guys, that's like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig now. You're talking about old-timers day.
You had to bone up on something.
Well, you got your Christian Hissoys. You got all kind of guys out here. But I'm psyched to talk to her.
I follow Vi Shearholtz is who I follow.
Nice, dude. Yeah, okay.
Right, all right, there we go.
Was that his old man?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
On KMVR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.